I speak to you in the name of the most holy God, creator, redeemer, and life-giving spirit. Amen. As I stand here this morning, Holy Week beckons with an invitation to get real, to walk the talk, and to stop pretending. We began this process on Ash Wednesday, offering ashes with those momentous words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." As is our custom here now at Redeemer, we offered ashes to go early in the morning. Standing on the front steps facing Bloor Street, as people made their way to work or to school. I was at home, sadly nursing a sick tummy, and I couldn't join Stephen and Andrew and Margaret, but my mind turned to many past Ash Wednesdays and the power of this rite, both for me and for so many others. I thought about an Ash Wednesday when I was the incumbent at St. Theodore's in North York. And together with a few other priestly colleagues, we decided to offer ashes to go at the Finch subway station. But it had to be the coldest Ash Wednesday in living memory. And so we kind of chickened out and decided to station ourselves underground in one of the massive Finch subway hallways. People came in waves, and we had lots of takers, so to speak. But at one point, and the person that I remember so intensely was this lone, lanky figure who made his way down the stairs, and when he reached the bottom, stopped and just stared at us like it didn't compute. And then just as quickly, he started to run towards us, bounding like a deer. He stopped right in front of me and said, "Hey, are those ashes you're giving out?" "Yes," I said. "Awesome, awesome," he said. "Because I am so sick of pretending." We chatted for a few brief moments. I said a prayer, and then I made the sign of the cross on his forehead. He said thank you, with tears in his eyes, and bounded off. Now, most folks do say thank you after you put the ashes on their forehead, which in some ways is a bit odd and a bit courageous as well. They are grateful, I think, for this poignant grounding. Ashes on warm skin tell us that despite all the lies of our culture, despite all the lies of our hearts and our minds, nothing is successfully hidden. Nothing stays made up for long, especially during this season of Lent. Lent is a time we can stop pretending. This cross of ashes is all too visible. Its significance is inescapable. Both our mortality and our fragility are transparently obvious. So today, approximately 40 days later, we have processed along Bloor Street with our palms to see if we can again face the truth. But this time, Jesus is raising the stakes. Because on this day, it's not just about facing our own mortality. It's about acknowledging the hard truth that we try to kill our God. The liturgy of this day is about the palms, but it's also about the passion and death of our Lord. And the word passion, as you know, comes from the Latin passio, which means to suffer. God's passion is the conscious, intentional suffering that Jesus graciously undertakes when he rides that donkey through the beautiful gate into the city of Jerusalem, when he's honored and lauded as a king. But then in a fickle twinkling of a heart is betrayed by his friends, abandoned, tortured, and executed. The compassion or suffering with that Jesus models throughout Holy Week is all about the willingness to face and absorb the hard truths of human violence, human pride, and human selfishness. And yet, it's also about the boundless grace of God in Jesus, loving and forgiving and staying with us anyway, so that sin and death will be conquered forever. This passion is as hard and as fierce as the evil that it overcomes, and then some. There's no room here for pretending. And following Jesus on this path from the gates of the city to Golgotha and then the tomb means that we have to stop pretending in all kinds of ways. The truth is that your beloved will die, and so will you. The truth is, you can't always prevent the pain experienced by those you love. The truth is that loved ones, as well as enemies and strangers, will hurt and betray you, stab you in the back, and leave you hanging. And the most awful truth is that you too will hurt and betray and fail others. We will all try to kill our God. If we give ourselves to the work of Holy Week, which is to say to the liturgies of Holy Week, we will have to face the facts once again that we are not innocent bystanders some 21 centuries later. We are deeply implicated in these stories. They're stories about us. Today we are part of the hopeful and jubilant crowd as Jesus rides into the city. We have dreams and aspirations for a better life, for freedom from oppression, perhaps for a fresh start. So we shout Hosanna as our hearts burst within us. And then we are there at the Last Supper, awed by the words and actions of our Master. Yet we cannot stay awake to watch with him, and we scatter in spineless fear when he is arrested. While we were part of that adoring crowd who welcomed him into the city, now we've changed our minds. We're disappointed and disillusioned. Our hosannas become, crucify him, crucify him. The liturgy of this Sunday and those throughout this week put us in the thick of things where we play many parts. They're clarifying, illuminating, frightening, and mortifying roles. But whatever the parts, our workaday masks come off, and we are naked, without pretense, stripped down to our truest selves. And there we see our honest striving and our virtue, but we also encounter our duplicity, our evil, and our cowardice. Now remember that the word liturgy means the work of the people. That's all of you and all of us. And at no time in the Christian year is that more important than during this week, this Holy Week. So we need to participate in every step of the journey, each day of the drama, each liturgical offering. The services are not interchangeable nor duplicative. They build one upon the other. Each one from Palm Sunday all the way through to Easter Sunday is a different and unique part of this story. And we need to really find ourselves in those stories. Stop pretending and get real. And then, and only then, does it make sense to make our way with the Marys to the empty tomb on Easter morning. Amen.